Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Revolution Radio. I hope you can hear me. Let me see. Yes, I think you probably can. Good evening. This is Dr. Kate. I've been away for a while, and a lot of things have happened on Revolution Radio. So I'm trying to get the chat up right now for you all. As you know, American Politics 101 has been doing a Revolution Radio segment for the month of July. We're honored to have American Politics 101 here with us on Revolution Radio for the work that's being done with the Gulf Task Force, and all of the work that American Politics 101 talks about really is about bringing forth the second American Revolution, which I think we are in right now. So let me check in the chat room just a second here. Don't know if anyone is there. If you are, say hello. I'm typing hello. There we go. Don't know if anyone's there. Okay. I want to remind us of a quote by John F. Kennedy. who said that those who make peaceful revolution impossible will make violent revolution inevitable. And unfortunately, I think we are getting to that stage, and I think it's actually planned on the part of the powers that be right now to move us there. So I think more and more all of the segments on Revolution Radio are going to really start focusing in on the key items, the legs under the stool, if you will, of this regime, what kind of things need to be done to move us forward. While I figure out the chat room here and work on some other things, let me take you to a couple of revolutionary songs, well, just describing how I feel right now, that we really must focus now. We know just about everything we need to know. There's no need to really do any more analysis. We really need to make sure that we achieve the change that we need to achieve. So hang on one second, and I will be right back. Thank you. Ever so timely. Thanks, everyone. I'm glad the chat room is up. Tonight is going to be a short show because I've got a very weak internet connection and actually trying to use Skype, but it's not working very well, so I'm using my phone. In any case, let's talk about Revolution Radio. I have, in the last month or so, been on the road, and I now am in a different location in the country. I'm broadcasting live from the Great Plains this evening, and would like to just welcome everyone to the show, welcome our military, who I hope are out there and are safe. You know, I support the mission, but I believe our soldiers need to come home and protect us because, as we know, the regime is attacking Americans at home. So let's take a review here. So Revolution Radio has been sort of off and on for about a month, and again, American politics is here. And I'm grateful to have them, but we will be rebroadcasting now for the remainder of the summer and so forth. On Tuesday nights, as you know, we have started a show, Janet Barnes, The Firm Foundation. You know, if you know at all or feel at all that there is any spiritual battle going on right now, which I personally believe there is, it is time to really call your maker to you and call upon that divine guidance to guide you and to make that peace and to understand that that's what it is. I mean, we all like to think we're in charge and, you know, that we have the best idea and, you know, the best article on this or that. And, you know, ultimately, if there is not divine intervention here, I'm not sure what any of us can do. Humans can certainly mess up the situation, but to protect our liberty, we're sort of out of practice. It's just like if you had to right now go out and plant a garden and feed your family for the next year, you're probably out of practice, unless you're one of the lucky ones who is still doing that work and still knows how. But we need to sort of also practice planting the seeds of freedom and living that, like growing the garden, like weeding it, like keeping an eye on it, like watering it, because we are out of practice. And now we're in such a situation that, you know, the Cloward-Piven strategy has been used to identify so many disasters and so many crises that are coming on. It's overwhelming. Has the opposition been paralyzed? Pretty close. We now see through just about everything, the rhinos and the dinos, and we know the communist agenda and the people pulling the strings, and we know the actions. The federal government has sued Arizona. You know, I hope the other states stand up with Arizona, because this is outrageous. This is not okay for the federal government to sue Arizona, but this is exactly what they mean by taking advantage of opportunities, crises, or issues. Instead of supporting Arizona and doing the things that should be done as the executive, they're suing Arizona. That definitely is going to get states up in arms. Well, I hope it does. The BP disaster, just in the last 2 hours, you've heard from American Politics 101 about that. This is a very significant issue. The Gulf Task Force has formed. The Third Continental Congress is engaged in facilitating that effort and helping and supporting as much as possible. But, you know, what's going on there? The sheriff has ceded their authority to BP. The federal government, in violation of the law, but I guess who cares, in violation of more laws, has also ceded its authority to a private foreign company for the quote-unquote cleanup, which is not legal, and has allowed, basically, or directed our military, or the admiral in charge, just to support BP, and now is passing all these draconian laws, using any authority it wants, the Patriot Act, whatever. It has not exactly declared this a national emergency or an issue of national defense, but they've got the military out there doing basically BP and Obama's work, and that's to keep us away from a few things. Number one is the danger. I know some stuff is being hyped up and so forth, but we have to really look around, find out what's going on, and really be clear about this. Also, the fact that what is coming up in the Gulf, whether it's abiotic oil, meaning oil is a renewable natural resource, not a fossil fuel, or whether it's just plain oil, all of that is being scooped up and used and taken away by foreign companies. There are no American companies that have been allowed in there. People are being arrested. Video cameras are not supposed to be down there. So when you look at what's going on here, this is the power grab. This is kind of outrageous. Instead of protecting us, like it's supposed to, they're attacking us. So this becomes an avenue for very much what I would say is not only a teaching moment but an action moment, because it is very clear to see how this government is violating the law and the spirit. Like, we are nothing out there. Our people are nothing compared to what is going on behind the scenes here. So expect to hear more of that on Revolution Radio and reports from the Gulf Task Force, and more work on Dr. Caseview in that regard as well. So we have the Gulf disaster. We have Obama suing Arizona. And then I have sort of reached my end in terms of all of the petitions coming forward to stop this candidate or to stop this bill or to do this and that, when, you know, all of our energy and our money is being spent on these petitions, which no one will ever listen to. And as long as there is a usurper in office, nothing's going to happen. But that there is a usurper in this office is one of our only chances to bring down this regime, to stop the march to socialism. We have to expose him. And, you know, he's waiting us out, yet another dismissal of a case based on standing. But the arrogance of that dismissal in the Kirchner or the deny of the appeal in the Kirchner case is that the idiot judges didn't even look at the material and just assumed the Kirchner case was exactly the same as the Byrd case. And it's not. And they threw it out. That's not only grounds for, you know, reversible error, but this whole thing could be thrown right back in the appeals court's face. But you know what? No justice, no taxes. Why should we be paying these people to ignore the Constitution? Standing? What do you mean? Every American has a problem with this. And we don't have standing? That's not what was intended. Let me see here. I'm going to check in the chat for a second. Hi, Jim Borland. I need your email, Jim, for the Gulf Task Force stuff. Yes, we have to stand. This is a spiritual battle right now. So the firm foundation on Revolution Radio is something I really encourage you to listen to wrap your mind around and your heart around, and to understand the nature of the battle that we are experiencing. Does this mean that we just wait for everything to happen? No, we don't. Okay, so Revolution Radio, I'm telling you where I'm coming from. Right now on Dr. K's View, I'm sponsoring or basically calling it a usurpathon. It's essentially to focus entirely on Obama's ineligibility. There's a lot of stuff that we can do and get in their way in a way that basically shows them we are not going away until this investigation happens and this usurper is removed. But the gloves are off. Anyone who has had any aspect of the deceit and the fraud that has occurred, Pelosi, you know, the folks in South Carolina, the Democratic National Committee, the lawyers, Texas, look at JBJD's work. There's a group called Stop Them Cold, and we're meeting by private electronic meeting. And if you want to join this effort, I encourage you to drop by Dr. Kate's View, look at Stop Them Cold, or the most recent discussion called the Usurpathon, to stop the usurper, and join that. So as part of what we're doing, and you know, the show on Wednesdays is really supposed to be about the Articles of Freedom and constitutional governance. We don't have any constitutional governance going on right now. We have to plant and weed that garden. And, you know, get on your gloves. You know, let's get some rough hands here and let's get going before it's too late. We have to really start doing some civil disobedience, things that they do not expect We have to start doing that before it's too late. The Gulf is a gulf, if you will. It's something that is so frightening that it is of biblical proportions, in my view. We must address this. People down in the Gulf Coast are being used as, you know, just cannon fodder for the New World Order. This is designed, as you know, to weaken us. Let's not have any more analyses of what is going on here. We have to focus now. This is what, this is July. November's a short time away. The primaries are coming up in August and September. We must make sure that we make a dent there. They're not worried. Why? They've got too many of these disasters going on. We're running around like chickens with our heads cut off. You know, so what is really going on behind the scenes? I encourage everyone right now to sort of whatever issue it is or whatever combination of issues that you feel really strongly about right now, that you focus on those in the next few months and really just bear down on it and find others. We have to bear down on this administration and do what we can. So I'm going to take just a little bit of time here to play a song that, you know, brings back the old times. Remember what happened in the 60s. I don't know how old any of you all folks were, but that was sort of not what it seemed on the surface. This is where the places like Bill Ayers and all these other people grew up. This was the start of where those really left radicals cut their hair and put on a suit and went into Congress and went into business and media and all kinds of other things like that, banking. And now these are the people who are realizing their frustrated 60s dream, added by the danger of the New World Order people, the Rockefellers, the CIA led by Bush Sr. You know, just really, this is the downfall. Something that's happening right now. It's not funny. I'm not laughing because it's funny, but it's just, who would have thought in your own life that you'd be the person in yourself right now who would be faced with dealing with this, running away or just letting it happen? Be right back.
Something happening here, but what it is ain't exactly clear. There's a man with a gun over there, telling me I got to beware. I think it's time we stop, children, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. Being wrong, nobody's right if everybody's wrong. Young people speak in their minds, are getting so much resistance from behind. Every time we stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. A field day for the heat, a thousand people in the street, singing songs and a carrying signs, mostly say hooray for our side. It's time we stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Strikes deep into are always afraid. Step out of line, the man come and take you away. We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. We better stop now. What's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
Yes, the Declaration of Independence. We the people of the United States of America, the way it's pronounced, the way it's spelled. I think about the Declaration of Independence as one of, even more so than the Constitution, our founding document. We have a right. In fact, if the government took the Constitution seriously, they should resign right now. They're supposed to help us when in the course of human events, a long train of abuses. This is enough already. Enough. So we are living in an illusion of freedom. I want to point you all to a book by Martin Babbitt, MartinBabitz, The Illusion of Freedom, How to Restore the True Constitution and Reclaim Liberty Right Now. It has a number of truths that it goes through. And one of the first truths is limited federal government rather than a supreme national government. If our federal government can do whatever it deems proper, controlled only by our mere right to elect or re-elect certain officials every few years, what makes our system different, providing greater liberty than all others that have free elections but are dominated by a supreme national government? Nothing. We are dominated by a supreme national government. Under centralized federal government control, we have only as much liberty and opportunity as it grants in its sole discretion. A supreme national government dictates law and policy over local matters and interests rightfully and appropriately reserved to the states and their respective people. Ninth and Tenth Amendment, remember, Bill of Rights. Thankfully, our unique Constitution provides for protection against federal government encroachment in a far stronger, more enforceable manner than the mere election of officials. But the critical key to understanding the true Constitution is the difference between a supreme national government and a limited federal government. Both were hotly contended for in the Constitutional Convention of 1787. A system of limited federal government prevailed, was indoctrinated into our Constitution, and ratified by the states. Almost since inception of the Constitution, however, a supreme national government has emerged as the prevailing invalid system. De facto government. The federal government suing the state of Arizona. Should be the other way around. The federal government should not have that kind of power. And whose money are they using to sue Arizona? Hello? No justice, no taxes. The American Revolution was founded upon the Declaration of Independence. In the final paragraph of the Declaration, the delegates of 13 American colonies stated, "We, therefore, the representatives of the United States of America, in General Congress assembled, appealing to the Supreme Judge of the world for the rectitude of our intentions, do, in the name and by the authority of the good people of these colonies, solemnly publish and declare that these united colonies are, and of right, ought to be free and independent states. that they are absolved from all allegiance to the British Crown, and that all political connection between them and the state of Great Britain is and ought to be fully dissolved, and that as free and independent states, they have full power to levy war, conclude peace, contract alliances, establish commerce, and do all other acts and things which independent states may of right do, and for the support of this declaration, with a firm reliance on the protection of divine providence, we mutually pledge to each other our lives, our fortunes, and our sacred honor. Therefore, the phrase United States of America, used officially for the first time in the Declaration, defined a group of, quote, free and independent states, uniting together by a mutual pledge to declare and defend their individual respective sovereignty against British challenge. Now we have that monarchy back in there, and if it's the Rothschilds and the Rockefellers, it's the British Empire again, or it's some New World Empire trying to destroy this great system. Is it perfect? No, it isn't. But what? Obama dissed the founders on the 4th of July and used the opportunity to miseducate people. You know, he thinks he's a cool dude and he can do this. So we ratified a constitution that instilled within it a limited federal government. My own view is we have the Constitution of four articles and the Bill of Rights, which were basically, in my view, the people's defense, people's means of implementing the Constitution. After about the 12th Amendment, or probably after the 10th, it seems like it's all about government. It's all about securing a supreme national government, the 16th Amendment, the fraudulent 16th Amendment, fraudulent Federal Reserve Act, the elimination of the original 13th Amendment, which would have prevented lawyers from serving in government. Just think about that, how different our country might be. So it is of concern that, in my view, that we have a issue of thinking we live in a democracy when we live in a republic. And I don't know if you can still hear me, but my computer just crashed, so I'm hopefully still on the line here. And but if not, I'll see if you're in the chat. So, great. Good. Jim Borland, thank you very much. Can anyone hear me right now? If you can, could you please type something in the chat room? Okay, I think that my connection went bad. So, there we go. I am very sorry this evening. If you can still hear me, that is terrific, but I don't think you can right now. Okay. Yes, you can. I see that. Very good. Thank you. Okay. Well, I'm just going to keep going then until my my switchboard shows up again. Okay. Well, it is of concern, and I really encourage everyone to read this book, The Illusion of Freedom, The First Truth, Limited Federal Government Rather Than Supreme National Government. The Second Truth, Republican State Government, Article 4 of the Constitution, Section 4, guarantees to every state a republican form of government, and that's not the Republican Party. It does not guarantee or say that the national government can turn us into a socialist system of states. It cannot do that. You know, this fight against Arizona, maybe it's going to wake the states up, but it sure better. They better not cave. The third truth, the Supreme Court's limited role. They're holding everything up right now. The appointment of Kagan, I want to oppose her as well as Sotomayor, but Obama doesn't even have the authority to appoint. And this government is letting him do it. All of these people should resign. Ever hear of misprision of felony? The fourth truth, the Bill of Rights restricts the federal government alone. That's exactly right. The fifth truth, the Constitution is supreme. The sixth truth, life, liberty, and property get equal constitutional billing. The seventh truth, the Constitution guarantees a free enterprise system. The three decisions for liberty. Should we resist? Who should we resist? How should we resist? How do we make the Constitution king again? What is our prescription for liberty? What kind of choices do we have to make? This is serious stuff, people. I encourage you to get this book, The Illusion of Freedom by Martin Babbitt. Take a look at it. It's the guideline we will use. Now, for example, the first principle, supreme national government versus limited federal government. Who has the authority to declare that the states of Louisiana, Alabama, Mississippi, Florida, and Texas cannot do anything to protect their coastline or their people? Who has the authority to do that? Does the national government, does Obama have the authority to say, no, you can't do anything? No, he doesn't. Who's given him that authority? We have. Are the states going to stand up? Well, Bobby Jindal stood up. He said, okay, I'm going to, you know, build sandbars. Well, the federal government ordered him to stand down, so he stood down. What's that about? Is it the fact that he's not a natural-born citizen either, and he's going to run for president against Obama, so we have two non-natural-born citizens running against each other again? Isn't that great? What about Chris Christie? Oh, excuse me, never mind. I mean, excuse me, Charlie Crist in Florida. You know, what about the Texas governor? Rick Perry. What's that about? Where's Sarah Palin right now? Is this really about politics? Or is this really about safety? And we're just being whipsawed in between there. So as we consider direct action to counter this, and go ahead, let's go ahead and let people arrest the citizens down there. Let's arrest them. And we ask, pursuant to the Seventh Amendment, for a jury trial. And we use the opportunity to educate the jury that they can judge the law and the facts. So basically, what law prevents someone from going out there? Nothing does. Even under the Patriot Act, no. So you see, we have to stand, and it can't be one person or two. Now is the time. Now is the time for all good men and women to come to the aid of their country. That was a typing exercise. That's not a typing exercise anymore. Now is the time. Using the Gulf disaster, like, you know, Obama likes to use, never waste a crisis. Well, I feel the same way. We're not going to waste it either, because this is an opportunity to educate the people as to how far astray the government is. And that just one ability to shut down everything and shut down our ability to protect ourselves shows you absolutely how far from the Constitution they have strayed, and in fact that they are in rebellion against that. They are passing laws that prevent us from doing what we have a natural right to do, a natural right not granted by government, but by our Creator. You see why the firm foundation is strong. You have to make that peace. You have to understand what kind of battle this is and call on that divine guidance to move you forward. So the Gulf Task Force, the Gulf issue comes forward as one of those. It's an example. Are we going to, you know, have an impact? Of course we are. Are we going to stop it? I don't have no idea. But I sure as heck am not going to be there. I'm not going to allow that idiot in the White House, the usurper in the White House, to make a decision to nuke that thing without our consideration. Because he'll use that too. So there are seven truths of the Constitution, and the power of truth is what we have to focus on right now. Forget the name-calling. So what if you're called a birther, you know, or racist? You're after the truth. Truth is not racist. They're still trying to use that against us. So like I say, it's time to focus on issues. And me, myself, I'm just going to start, you know, I don't know what it is. I'll take a monthly trip here and there to oust the usurper, what kinds of things. But we're going to start working on that. And please, like I say, drop by drkatesview.wordpress.com and drop me a line. Under the usurpathon, and let me know you want to be a part of this. There's an article up there today that I'd like you to see. So let me move then to actually my favorite show of Revolution Radio, which is Walls in Your Mind, Walls in Our Minds, which is on Thursday and hosted by Terry Dodd and Red Beckman. I am honored to have so many patriots and people, other people use Revolution Radio as a handle to spread the word. And I would say of the shows that are quite integrated, really Walls in Our Mind is that one. There's clear cognizance of the need for repentance, if you will, you know, for our arrogance and thinking that, you know, we could stray from our Creator and stray from the principles and that which was given to us and end up in this mess. And also recognition that without divine guidance, intervention, nothing we can do is going to help. So you have to have faith. I mean, I think that for myself, I've decided that I've got to have 100% faith in God, even in the face of annihilation. That's what it is, because I know we are placed here, all of us, everyone who's listening to this show tonight, we're all placed here right now for this issue. So what I'd like then to say from that standpoint is Walls in Our Minds is going to have probably next week Martin Babbitts to talk about this. And if you look at this book, you will also understand how much divine providence was a guide here. And how annoying that is for the leftists and the Democrats and the communists and the Islamists, you know, how annoying that is, that this is a Christian nation. It was founded on Christian principles. So I'm not talking specific versions, but you know, divine guidance and providence was recognized. And you know those times in your life when there's nothing else that can explain it but that. So these are the various tools that Walls in Our Minds uses. And provides a very unique perspective on how we move forward. It's all about constitutional governance, really, when you think about it, and we have to act and be it because we are out of practice. So each one of us has to be that seed and grow and water ourselves until we can find others in our patch who will help. It's pretty amazing that my Blog Talk Radio still hasn't come back up, but I'm still on the line here. So it's kind of amazing. In any case, I hope I didn't just shut off the chat room. I will have internet in a little while. So This evening, I just want to offer a prayer for everyone who is so concerned about our country and willing to really do make some sacrifices here. You know, we can all only do what we can do. Those of us who have the time and abilities really should absolutely work on some things within the context of our jobs and so forth. So anyway, given this kind of boring rundown, the last piece of Revolution Radio is going to be Saturday nights, which is really a wind down. Sometimes there will be some talking, other times there won't be, it's just some music. So I encourage you to listen in. There's a lot going on. People are beginning to focus on issues. It's time to really fasten your seatbelt, get focused, and move forward. Oh, my switchboard just came back. So I'm going to give you a little bit of a break and see if I can get some music going here. And like I said, it was a short show this evening, scheduled at the last minute. Very poor internet connection in the Dakota Hills right here, but it's beautiful. What can I say? There we are. I wondered if any of you had heard the news about Gary Creep. He's the eligibility attorney. He went in for some back surgery and had incredible complications. And unfortunately has been put in a medically induced coma so he can recover. And he just kept having complication after complication. I just wonder what that was about. I think that all of the attorneys who are working on these issues, any of them are, need our prayers and support as much as we possibly can. And there we go. Okay, it says my show is on, but the host is not in there. And you know what I'm going to try to do, folks? I'm going to close this out. I am so distracted with the fact that I can't get in here. And let's just remember our fate, our fortune, our future, our sacred honor. We can give those things.